Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Think it won't win it whiz. We are here and we are in motion. We do this thing, taking off fast lane, no coasting. Power Monday all up in your area, y'all. How y'all feeling? It's the Daily Go Get-A-Mism show, and tonight we're talking about staying away from words like unhappy because no one cares. Staying away from words like unhappy because no one cares. Have you ever felt the way that you felt and felt the way that you felt strongly but refused or were discouraged from saying the word that accurately described the way that you felt because you thought that people might look at you in a certain type of way? You thought that you might be sending the wrong message to people when you said the way that you felt. Have you ever felt discouraged from saying the way that you feel, period, because sometimes people take it the wrong way? It's sort of like, you know, how people say, don't tell people what you're doing because, you know, they might block your blessings. Everybody doesn't want to see you happy, and they might find out that while you're on your path to becoming happy, that, you know, you might need your blessings blocked. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. You know, it's a sad state of affairs when you're not able to express the way that you feel for fear that somebody is going to look down on you. And feelings and thoughts of weakness come into mind. Now, this can be made even worse if you're the one who feels like feeling the way that you feel makes you look weak, feel weak, or is weak. The problem isn't always other people. Sometimes the problem is us. If we know that we are the type of people that will tease somebody else for what they're going through or how they're feeling or how they express themselves, then we probably feel like chickens will be coming home to roost for ourselves if we accurately are trying to describe what we're going through and it's similar or the same thing as the people that we have put down, looked down upon, or have been trained to not look upon favorably. So it might not be somebody else that looks at being sad or unhappy or might try to turn it around on somebody. It might not be somebody else that does it all the time. Sometimes it might be you. It might be you. Have you ever, I don't know, look down on somebody, tease somebody, or try to, kind of front on somebody for them going through what they were going through in their lives? Like, have you ever been unhappy and used the word unhappy to describe yourself? I mean, since you were a child. Well, with children, probably when we learn what being unhappy means or being sad means. And it might have been the last time that you weren't clowned for feeling that way. And that's not to say that everybody looks down or tries to turn. Okay. That's not to say that everybody treats people who describe themselves as being unhappy or sad in a bad way. That's not to say that everybody does that. But how many people need to do it in order for you to feel scared to do it yourself or for you to feel uneasy about doing it yourself? That's the question that we need to address, and that's what we're going to get into tonight. Get into tonight. So hold on to your hats, my people. And we're going to get into this whole thing on the Daily Go Get-A-Mism show. And I'm glad to see y'all on this Power Monday. I hope y'all had a good weekend. I hope y'all had a great weekend, personally. Speaking of having a great weekend, do you ever use the word great to describe how you're feeling or to describe how something is going or describe something else? Have you ever been discouraged from using the word like great because you knew that it would come under scrutiny? See, the title of this show is called Staying Away from Words Like Unhappy Because No One Cares. We're not only talking about the word unhappy. We're talking about any word that you might not use for fear that people might try to blow it out of proportion. So words like great. Have you ever felt like you were great at something, but you only described yourself as being good at it? Because if you said that you were great on it, I mean great at it, that people might try to either challenge you or diss you, insult you, or one thing is for sure, definitely discourage you from using that word to describe yourself again. So how you feeling? Man, I'm feeling great. Now, you say you're feeling great. People want to, they want you to give an explanation. Well, hold on. What makes you feel great? They may ask you to describe why you feel great or explain why you feel great because they might want to find out how to feel great also. Maybe they haven't felt anywhere near great in a long time and they want to get a piece of that pie. They want to get a slice of the greatness cake. You give them the description of why you feel great and now they looking at you like, man, you don't feel great. You regular degular. Now, when it comes to words like great, I might be partially to blame for some people not describing themselves as being great about something or describing something else as being great. Because I've definitely scrutinized greatness before. But let me explain though. You know what I'm saying? I may not describe something as being great because I think that being great is the tip of the iceberg and there's nowhere else to go after you have achieved greatness. Like, where do you go after you've achieved greatness? I think one way that you might be able to go is God-like, is that might be the only thing greater than greatness or the only thing better than greatness. But we don't have to over-scrutinize things, but this is one of the reasons why we might keep away from words like great, describing ourselves as feeling great, describing ourselves as being great. Like, I'm great at doing this or I'm great at doing that. People are like, you ain't great at it. You good. You all right. While we play around and we say things like, you know, they don't want me to be great. Or let that nigga be great. Let him be great. Let him be great. Let him be great. Let him be great. Great, 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 great. Be great. Let that nigga be great. Let that nigga be great. Let that nigga be great. We often praise people for being able to express themselves accurately. But it only takes one hater to make you describe yourself as something less greater. That's why we often look up to people who stand up in the face of people trying to detract them, trying to make them feel less than, trying to tear them down. Now, tear them down. Always trying to tear them down. Black people always trying to tear each other down. Now, there's a difference between tearing something down and criticizing. Everything is subject to criticism and scrutiny. When you try to tear something down, though, that's a whole different level. That's a whole different level of criticism. That's deeper than criticism. When you criticize something, you may point out the certain legitimate flaws in it. Sometimes people don't want to hear any bad critiques about anything that they're doing. But if you can't get past some accurate of constructive criticism or even criticism that you may consider to be destructive, then you probably are not going to go but so far in whatever area that you are trying to succeed in, because you got to be mentally tough.
which brings us back to the word unhappy. That word unhappy, or that word depressed. Oh man, we ain't even getting to the word depressed yet. We're about to do it in a minute. But when was the last time that you've been unhappy and actually described yourself as being as such? When was the last time you've been unhappy and said that you were unhappy to somebody, whether they asked you or not? You know, has anybody recently or in a time that you can remember unsolicited or gave you an unsolicited description of themselves being unhappy? Like, if I hear somebody say they're unhappy, it almost takes me aback. I'm like, yeah, this cat over here said he was unhappy. This chick over here said that she was unhappy. Let me do a little small investigation into what's going on, because you don't hear these words every day. Well, last time I heard somebody say that they was unhappy. Whoa. They may have been unhappy, but I ain't hear them say that they was unhappy. I might have to give them a listening ear today. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Was this your daily go get them is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight on the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show on this Power Monday, we are talking about staying away from words like unhappy. Why? Because nobody cares. Unhappy. Why? Because nobody cares. I stay away from words like unhappy because nobody cares about me. And they be thinking I'm capping. Yo, but I feel that way sometimes. Sometimes get a little sad. I feel a little down. Don't want nobody to be around. They don't want to be seeing me down. And I don't want to be around when I'm feeling down because I think that they might try to clown. And I don't need that when I'm down. And when I'm down and they try to clown, it makes me want to knock them down. And I don't want to do that. Got enough problems. Got to get by myself so I can solve them. I got to collect my thoughts and I ought to get a little better with this thing I bought. But ain't no retail therapy going to fix this. And I miss this. It's the point. I got to get a little better. Got to build myself up a little more. I'm going to do this thing for sure. What up, y'all? Stacey White, how you feeling tonight, ma? And also Carol Chamberlain, mi friend, mi favorita. Auntie Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. And Emily Dunlap in the house. I said Emily. What's going on, y'all? So T. Carrie Wright says, this subject is heavy. Well, it actually is. Because we're talking about communication. That's what we're really talking about. When we say that you can't use certain words to describe yourself, we're talking about a communication issue. It's like going to the doctor and knowing what's wrong with you and being afraid to tell the doctor what's wrong with you because you are afraid that if you tell the doctor exactly what's wrong with you, he's either going to put it out there in the world and tell everybody that you're really sick, or you are afraid that he's going to actually tell you what you need to do in order to get yourself together. Either way, it's unhealthy to not be able to express yourself. So you can't communicate accurately for fear of rebuttal. And you can't express yourself accurately because you think that people are going to look down on you. And you know that it's a true thing. People going to the doctor and not telling the doctor what's really wrong. Because they think they already know what's really wrong. So they're more afraid of the diagnosis than they are with living with the condition. Shout out to my cancer patients. Shout out to my cancer patients. Don't want to go to chemo or radiation. Shout out to my cancer patients. That shit is crazy. Give you much frustration. Shout out to my cancer patients. How many people do we have to lose to cancer because they don't want to get the diagnosis in enough time before it gets to stage four? I can't take it no more. And you're feeling the same way that I am, and I know that you are, and I know that you are. But how many of our loved ones, how many of our parents, how many of our brothers, our sisters, our friends, our coworkers, our lovers, our spouses, how many of them do we have to deal with being overly strong, feeling like they need to be overly strong and don't want anybody to see them being sick because they look at being sick as being weak? And at the same time, behind all of that strength, all of that posturing to appear to be strong, there is a weakness called fear. Fear of being looked down upon. Fear of being sick itself. Looking at being sick as being weak. And I'm not saying that it's their fault, but who gets left in the weak? They have to suffer with the illness physically, and we have to deal with it emotionally when they pass. How many times that we have to say, you know, if they would have went to the doctor, they didn't used to like to go to the doctor. If they would have went to the doctor maybe a few months before, a few years before, then the outcome might have been different because it would have been treatable. How many of y'all know men who have died from prostate cancer? Nobody should die from prostate cancer. You know why people die from prostate cancer? Because you can live with prostate cancer undiagnosed and untreated for years and years and years. Ask my dad. But you will die from prostate cancer when you allow it to go on for years and years, possibly even decades, without treating it because you, whatever reason. But something as treatable and as mild in the world of cancer as prostate cancer is, I know at least two people who have lost their lives to prostate cancer. I mean, when we going to say, I'm not blaming the victims, but the victims were going through those feelings of being weak or feeling weak. I don't want nobody, you know, fawning over me and, you know, looking at me like, oh my gosh, you know, they so sick. Oh, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? There are wrong times to be that Rock of Gibraltar. But let's keep it moving, shall we? Shall we? Stacey White says, I learned the hard way, so I move in silence. Only people that I care about know what's going on with me. Pound, very happy. It makes you feel happy to not be able to tell anybody anything? I ain't gonna front. That makes me feel very isolated and very sad. It does. I hate having to keep everything in. Like I'm a criminal and shit. You know what I mean? You know, like, yo, I'm scared they might tell the cops if I tell them that I robbed the stove or that I had to murk this. I had to murk the boy. Stacey White says, you got to be mentally tough. I believe there are degrees and levels to being mentally tough. I think being mentally tough just means that you can endure. It doesn't mean that you won't take the hit, and it doesn't mean that you don't take damage. It just means that you will be able to continue on regardless of the damage. That's what being mentally tough means to me. Got to be bulletproof. Stacey White says, no, they always competing against me. It's like you can't have nothing to yourself. Okay. Oh. So the Lord giveth and niggas taketh away. Can we say that? The Lord giveth and niggas taketh away. The Lord giveth, niggas take it away. Lord giveth, niggas take it away. Lord giveth, take it away. Lord giveth, niggas take it away. Lord giveth, niggas take it away. Lord giveth, niggas take it away. Yo, Lord giveth, niggas take it away. Yo, Lord giveth, niggas take it away. Why did you take it away, nigga? Lord gave it to me. Why you trying to do me? Lord giveth, niggas take it away. Lord giveth, niggas take it away. Now that I can understand, but damn, I don't know. I think that everybody needs somebody. I need somebody. You need somebody. We all need somebody. We all have times of being in need, and we also all have times of weakness. Now, being weak. Let me explain this a little bit, because being in times of weakness doesn't mean that you are weak. It doesn't mean that you are weak. You know, we have to work out. We have to watch out for words like weak, being weak, or weakness, because we can take it the wrong way. We can take it the wrong way. And we shouldn't do that. You know, when we are babies born out of the womb, in many ways, we were strong as hell, because not all babies made it through that birth canal. Not every baby that was impregnated to a mother made it through, especially natural childbirth. You had to come through the birth canal. No C-section. It's violent. It's violent for the mother. It's violent for the baby. What do you think babies cry for when they are first born? It hurt. It hurt. They had to be pushed through the birth canal and pulled out. Handled by human hands that had never touched them before. They just came from a warm place inside of a body. A place that was created perfectly for them. Perfectly for them. The temperature and the conditions of the womb are perfect for a baby. That's what we've learned. That may have been the last time that you have been in perfection. And you had to come out of the womb, through the birth canal, out into a cold world, an operating room that is temperature controlled to be cool. So you came out 98.6 in a room that was probably somewhere around 72. Operating rooms are chilly. You know what I'm talking about? You made it. And although you were strong enough to make it through that birth canal, you were weak compared to all of the human beings that were walking this earth. And you had to learn to get as strong as all of those other human beings. And our thoughts and feelings and conceptions of strength and weakness changed throughout that lifetime of ours. We had to learn what being strong and weak, weak and strong and weak were. And they changed in our minds. When we were very young children, we thought that anything that we could do physically made us strong. You know, I used to jump off the top step of my mom's house. Or I could hang jump from a window or a ledge or something like that. You know, children climb trees, they race each other, and they rip and run. They show displays of strength all the time that adults would never openly do. Children challenge each other openly and proudly, differently than adults do. Think about it. When adults challenge each other openly, we look at them sideways like, what's up with you? Why are you coming at me like that? Or why are you acting that way? Don't be challenging me openly. But when we kids, it ain't no thing. You think you better than me? You're going to have to prove it because you're not better than me. You think you faster than me? Let's race. It's one of the funniest things in the world to see somebody who thinks they can run fast challenge somebody who can run fast and lose that race. Because, you know, children, confident children do not accept defeat easily. So this is what you might see when children race each other. All right, race me. You think I'm the fastest one in the whole school. I'm the fastest one in the whole class. I'm the fastest one in this whole gym class. Oh, yeah, all right, let's race. You race the one who said he was the fastest or she was the fastest, and you beat him. Then they want to say, that's because I ain't have on, I ain't have my new sneakers on, or because I had on my new sneakers, or because I had on sneakers. I'm faster when I'm barefoot. So you race them with their old sneaks. You race them with their new sneaks. You race them with their shoes off, and you beat them. And they still be like, I'm still faster than you. You only beat me by a little. You ain't really beat me. You might have been this many lengths in front of him. But he has not accepted defeat. That changes a lot as we grow older. As we grow older, we are almost ashamed to show our strength openly. And we are definitely discouraged from challenging anyone openly. Now, am I lying? Because if I'm lying, I need y'all to tell me I'm lying. I'm going to stop lying if I'm lying. Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Miles? Good to see me some you. I'm really glad you came on through. But yeah, so when we talk about staying away from words like unhappy, because no one cares. Yeah. Take it back to the children. Children will tell you that they're unhappy. I'm sad. And they will tell you why they're sad until you start making them feel like being sad is bad. As soon as you make a child feel like them expressing themselves as being sad or unhappy, they're not going to do it anymore. And for those of you who are unaware or are in denial, children go through depression too. And I hate to say this. I really, really hate to say it, but like child suicide, not just teenage suicide, but child suicide, the numbers are staggering these days. The number of children that are taking their own lives, it's crazy. I fear that a lot of that has to do with them not being able to express themselves, or their fear of expressing themselves is just too much for them to bear. Imagine that in your young baby life. Imagine you being anywhere from the ages of 8 years old to 13 years old, thinking about taking your own life. Well, some things happen to people around that age. Puberty. You know, puberty is a hormonal change that pretty much introduces you to adulthood, even though your body may look as young as ever. Like, you may have a baby face, a really, really childlike demeanor, but the insides of you are saying that, guess what? You are prepared to reproduce another child. If you were an animal out in the wild, you would be getting ready to have a baby soon because you would be starting to go in heat soon. And regardless of how young you were, out in the wild, you would be on your way to reproducing. In the human world, it doesn't work that way. Just because we have the ability to produce does not mean that we have the authority to produce. We have to ask for permission. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't try to twist my words. I'm not trying to say that we should be allowing kids to go out here and make babies as soon as they get their period or start to get hair under their arms and then they privates and, you know, no, I'm not saying at all. So I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is our human barriers towards our expression or just our expression of the things that are happening to us naturally and gradually in nature are things that we are in denial of. So you know the things that we are conscious of, we are encouraged to deny that in ourselves or suppress that in our lives all the time. So I go back to the child that first would express how they express that they are unhappy or that they are sad. And somebody would probably try to do something about it. As long as they weren't just unhappy or sad because they were spoiled or bratty or just wanting something that they have to wait their turn for, or if they're jealous. Can't forget about that one. But as soon as you make a child feel bad because as soon as you make them feel small or weak or like a punk because they said they were sad or because they were sad, they cried, and you told them that big boys don't cry or only punks and sissies cry, even if they're girls. So now they can't tell you that they're sad or unhappy. And they can't even cry about it. So at times when, in your times of weakness, when you feel unhappy or sad, you better do all that crying by yourself. And I know how that be. I do. I know how that be. But we got to change some things around. We got to change some things around. Stacey says, I wear my heart on my sleeve. If I am happy, I will tell you. If I'm unhappy, I will tell you that too. But that's good. I'm glad to hear that. You could probably teach that to a lot of people who cringe at the thought of telling somebody that they're unhappy or that they're sad. Because you know your enemies want to see you unhappy. They want to see you sad. They want to see you crying. They want to see you disappointed. They want to see how things don't work out for you. And they want to see how you react when things don't work out for you so they can make sure that more things don't work out for you. They might even create opportunities. They might even create situations where you think that something is going to happen to you just so they can rip that lollipop out your mouth. As soon as it starts getting good, and they can make you look bad and make you feel even worse. Make sure, please, I need y'all to do me a solid. I need y'all to do me a couple of solids, maybe even a few. First of all, I need y'all to hit that like button. I need y'all to share the show, and I need y'all to subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, please hit that notification bell so you will get all of the times that we come on. Every time we come on, send you a little update. And, you know, YouTube be acting a little funny on that sometimes, though. That's not a small thing. The other thing I need y'all to do is please go back and listen to the shows that we did over the weekend. So yesterday we did like the first dent you find on your new ride. Please go back and listen to that show. It was a good show yesterday. And also go back and listen to the Saturday's show, Working Just to Pay Your Bills. Working Just to Pay Your Bills. You know you can relate to that shit. Even if it ain't you, you know somebody that it applies to. So please go back and listen to like the first dent you find on your new ride and Working Just to Pay Your Bills. If you can do me that solid plus, like, share, subscribe. We will be, that's all I need you to do. I ain't asking you to spend no money. All I'm asking you to do is keep this movement going. By the way, I talked to Google today. I talked to Google because, you know, Google owns YouTube. So I spoke to YouTube today. And I asked them about my issues with my guests calling in and not and my guests that are listening not being able to hear. And they was like, we don't know nothing. They were like, we don't know nothing about that. It sounds like some problem with your equipment. I was like, oh. Y'all didn't change nothing around? They was like, nope. I'm like, okay. Just letting y'all know, I'm on the case. All right. Staying away from words like unhappy because no one cares. Staying away from words like unhappy or sad or I need something. You have been involved with somebody that you were afraid to tell that you needed them. You might have told them, I want you, but I don't need you. I want you, but I don't need you. The need is one of those words that we might keep away from because it can give people the wrong impression about who we are, what we're doing, and how it goes. By the way, do y'all hear my dryer going on? I'm going in the back. Let me know. Because when I listen to the playback, I be wanting silence in the studio. Do y'all hear it? Because if y'all don't hear it, I'm good. That means the mic is only picking up. Oh, Dad, you hear it? Oh, all right. My bad. All right, silence. He blinded me with silence. Well, y'all should have told me that before. It must not have been getting on y'all nerves very much. My bad. I know better than that. I'm supposed to be more professional than that. But Carol Chamberlain says people see need as a weakness. Exactly. So you might be in bad need of love, bad need of affection, bad need of understanding, bad need of communication, bad need of sex, bad need of a hug, of personal closeness. You may be in serious, dire need of those things, but because you think somebody will look at you as being needy, and being needy is a form of weakness to you, and feeling weak or expressing yourself as being weak is a fate worse than death for you, you may steer clear of a word like need. No, I don't need you. I don't need nothing. I don't need nobody but God. I need nobody
But God, I don't need my girl or my man. I don't need nobody to take a stand. I will take my own bumps and bruises. If I win and if I lose it, well, that's all on me. But I don't need nobody. But you know you need somebody. If you go to court, you need a lawyer. If you go to court, you need a lawyer. You feel bad about needing a lawyer. Your dumbass wouldn't have got sentenced to all those dumbass years if you would have just had a decent lawyer, dummy. Well, I needed some money to get me an attorney, and I couldn't ask, but somebody would have gave it to me with the quickness, but all I had to do was ask, and I didn't ask because I didn't want to feel needy. So I did them years, and I didn't ask. I didn't. Okay, I'm talking about I'm used to it. You used to me being unprofessional. This is blasphemy. This is blasphemy. I'm professional, and I can prove it. All the other shows, y'all be watching, they be using them cheap-ass ring lights. Not me. Them other shows, they be using their phone for a camera, even though the phone cameras are good. Not what I use. I use professional camera. I use professional lights. This is a professional studio. I got equipment. I got stuff. I'm professional. I got stuff. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? But yeah, you know, words like need, like, you could be head over heels in love with somebody, but might be scared to tell them that you love them. I mean, I'm sorry, scared to tell them that you need them. Scared to tell them that you need them. You know why you're scared to tell them that you need them? Because although you love them, you don't trust them to protect your heart. Although you love them, you don't trust them to protect your heart. You don't. You think that if you tell the one that you are head over heels in love with that you need them, then they will go from being the love of your life to the strife of your life. Now they're going to use you, abuse you, take your money, break your heart, cheat on you, whatever people do to abuse people who are needy. So you don't trust them to keep giving you what you need because now you told them that you need it. You ever really think about that? You think that if you express to somebody that you need them, then they'll start pulling back on what they've been giving you already. You ever think about that? Have you ever thought about it? Because I have. Let's get shallow with it. You have sex with somebody almost every day. Almost every day. But you think that if you tell them that you need to have sex with them or that you enjoy having sex with them every day, that you need to do it every day, then you think that they'll start piecing it out to you, doling it out to you, pulling back on it more and more and more. Carol Chamberlain says, but some of it doesn't seem to work like calling in. You know what? I can't. You know what? From now on, I don't need you. I used to need you when I was weak. Now I'm strong. I don't need you. I don't need any of you. I don't need nobody but God. Although I don't need y'all, I expect y'all to be back tomorrow at 7 o'clock. You know. A job's a job. And so Jones says, I hate when people say it's nice for a while. It won't last. You mean, but it won't last? Carol says, choose your partner wisely. Choose your partner wisely. But also choose yourself wisely. Because you're the one with the trust issues. This person has already been giving you what you need.
They've already been giving it to you. But maybe because of somebody else that took things away from you when they found out what, where your soft spots were, now you're assessing this to this person. They didn't ask for that. They was already giving you what you, what you wanted, what you needed. All you did was express to them that you like that, that you like it. Please keep it coming. Please keep it coming. But you said, well, as long as it's keeping, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I'm not going to tell them to keep it coming because they might stop it from coming. So I'm just going to chill and hope they keep it coming. Carol Chamberlain says, you love me. I'm honest and reliable. To that, I'm going to say this. So, I'm not even going to add the what to it. So. Stacey White says, I just don't give my heart and soul to anybody. Totally understandable. Carol says, yes. Yeah, I said it, Omar. Who going to check me? No way. You got to stay off the internet. You got to stay off the internet. You might be the first person that I encourage to get off the computer and get back into the streets. No. Go back to the streets. Don't come inside. That's where all the problem is. Don't come inside. No. You stay outside. I want you out. No, I don't want you just outside. I want you back in the streets. Go back to the streets. The streets. Yes, corners in front of delis. The dope spot. Back to the streets. Yes. Stacey Thomas, all my single ladies. The hell? Ansel Joe says, stationed overseas, we know when the time ends. I love you until 2024 when we leave. Oh, okay. Yeah. Carol says, if I stay off the internet, I can't watch your show. You got a phone. You watch it out there in the streets. You can watch it on your phone. Bottom line is, we need you back in the streets. Back to the streets. Cheryl Thomas, I'm not back. Not the. Yes, the streets, the real streets. You know how they'd be like, yo, she for the streets. Yeah, I want you to go back there. There. You are too dangerous to the internet. I want you back out in the streets. Carol says, but the internet is on the street. Yes, that's cool. The internet is on your phone, but I need you to go back out there where the internet is less dangerous. It's more dangerous in the house. Think about it. The internet is dangerous in the house. It ain't dangerous on the street. Think about it. They report the streets to the home. They don't report the home to the streets. Back to the streets. I want to see you in front of the chicken spot hosting a cipher or something like that. You know what I mean? I want to see you selling socks, white T-shirts, barrettes, something. The streets. Please get her back to the streets. Yeah, you on the phone now, but you're not in the streets. You know what I mean? I want you to go next to it. Show your phone with the show on it next to a dope boy. Like, yo, you check my man out. My boy, you know, he be doing his thing. Out in the streets. In these streets. So he says, that's not good, Omar. I think it is. So, yeah, staying away from words like unhappy, staying away from words like weak, staying away from words like needy, staying away from words. Some people, I mean, listen, we didn't even talk about people who are afraid to say that they love somebody. People who are afraid to say that they love somebody because they think that if they tell somebody that they love them, then they're going to change on them, or they're going to take advantage of them, or that they already feel like they have the advantage over them. They feel like somebody already has the advantage over them. So if they confirm it by saying that they love them, then they think that they're really going to get at them. Is it the fault of the person that you love, or is it your fault? Is it your fault that you're not prepared for your own emotions? You're not prepared for the way that you feel. Carol says, but it's dangerous out there. You want me to get, no, it won't be dangerous for you. The streets going to respect you. It ain't, shoot, I'll be out there in the streets. I've been out there in the streets. I ain't scared. I don't tuck my chains for nobody. The streets respect people who respect the streets. You know, if you out there scared of the streets, but you in the streets, you're going to get got. When you show that you belong in the streets, which you do, then, you know, then people going to leave you alone. They're going to be like, yo, that's Carol. She out here. She out here in these streets. She out here in these streets with us. Carol says, part two is needed, but you got to fix that call-in thing. I have an idea. I've kicked this idea around all weekend, and I may be ready to do it this week. But I think I may have it. Stacey White says, I love you, Sun 752. Well, thank you. Because Sun 752 loves you too. Appreciate it. Cheryl Hudson says, you know it's hard out here for a pimp. It's harder out here for a hoe. Yes, it's hard out here for a pimp, but it's harder out here for a hoe. Don't you know it's hard out here for a pimp, but it's way, way harder for a hoe. Don't you know hard out here for a pimp or a simp, but it's harder out for a hoe, and you know. Yo, the hoes got to do all the work, so why we giving all of this shit to the pimp? He don't have no feelings. He collecting all of that dough. He ain't protecting nobody. He can't protect his own self. He damn sure can't protect no hoe. Carol talking about some punks. See? And that's why you need to be back in the streets. That's why you need to be. That's why you need to be back in the streets. You see? You see what you just did? All right. We got to get to these birthday shout-outs. We have to get to these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. March 27th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and make it feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box. And that, you know what? I wish y'all could see this picture that they have for my man whose birthday is today. They have us in this picture when we were 16, when we, all three of us were 16. This is crazy. Number one out the box, Cicely Harris Holly, happy birthday to you. And also Sean Tichy, happy birthday to you. And Vandazzo Masoka, turning 31 years old today. And our brother, Our mellow, my man, Rise Price. My mellow, my man, Rise Price. My mellow, my man, stay strong and you're going to be home sure. And. Much love, my brother. And also Reflection Cafe Jefferson. Reflection Cafe is a bar over there in Knightstown. Evidently, it's a very popular spot. Shout out to them. The girl who runs it, good people, turning 39 years old today. And also, my man, Carl Lofton, going all the way back to the 1981. My man, Carl Lofton. That's my man, my miss. You know what I'm saying? And he's the one who has the picture. Let me see if I can. Let me see if I can pull up this picture that we have of my man of us when we were 16. Let me see if it, hold on, son. Come on. Come on with the bullshit. Come on, not now. Oh fudge! All right, hold. Let me see. Tag photo. Here we go. Check this picture out. Some of y'all may have seen it. That's me. Well, you should be able to tell which one is me. That's my man Carl, whose birthday today at the top of the picture. My man Daryl. With the money in his mouth, and that's me down the bottom. What am I doing with the money? I think I had it sticking out of my collar. This is three young black men with after school jobs. This is how we showed off. You see, my man, you know, trying to show his little ring. You know what I'm saying? This is y'all see, I got hair, right? Yeah. This is us. That's us. Yeah, that's us. Yeah, that's us. Hold on, I got another one. I think that's me at 18. My man Derek. You know what? Both of them are named Derek. But the one with the blue, the one in the blue, we call Ricky. And Derek is the one on the other one. You know what I mean? Yeah, peace to my man Carl Lofton. I want to say peace to all y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious March 27th. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen. Being weak doesn't mean you weak. Being weak does not mean that you are weak. It doesn't mean that you are that. It doesn't mean that you're going to stay that. We all have bouts with weakness. We are all weak in some area and extremely strong in another area. But you are who you really are. Not necessarily who you say you are, but you are what you are made up of. And sometimes when you don't recognize what you're made up of, or you are afraid that somebody else has more control of your makeup, your physical makeup, your mental and your emotional makeup, then you give them way more power than they deserve. Take your power back. Believe in yourself. Do the right things. Study, pray, meditate. Do whatever you need to do to get to that special place in your life where you remain strong regardless of your weaknesses. But remember, being strong does not mean being in denial. And being weak does not mean not having the ability to do something. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Be all right, man. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow with another Daily Go Get-Em-ism show. So make sure y'all come on through. And make sure that you listen to our shows from this past weekend. The first time you got a dent in your new ride. And what was the other one? My bad.
The other one was working just to pay your bills. Working just to pay your bills. I said working just to pay your bills. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. You understand? Cheryl, that head was big back then too. Yeah, and the body was too small. You know what I mean? But so what? So what? I don't care what y'all was talking about. You know what I mean? The girls told me I was cute. I believe them. All right, y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. All right, so Blog Talk, I'm going to get you out of here. Yeah. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobers. Peace, y'all. One love.